USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The group behind the attack in Jordan that resulted in the death of three American troops is being identified.
Was a planned resource and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby mentioning the administration is considering a tiered response involving multiple actions over time. The U.S. has reportedly shot down another 10 attack drones that were being prepared for launch by Houthi militants in Yemen. According to Newsmax, U.S. officials confirmed the downed enemy drones on Wednesday. U.S. and British forces have been retaliating against Iran-aligned militants in Yemen for weeks now, since they launched a campaign attacking global cargo shipping through the Red Sea, not long after the October 7th massacre of Jews in Israel by Hamas. Chinese hackers are coming after America.
FBI Director Christopher Wray informed a congressional committee Wednesday that hackers affiliated with the Chinese government are focusing on essential U.S. infrastructure.
PRC hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure, our water treatment plants, our electrical grid, our oil and natural gas pipelines, our transportation systems.
Ray's testimony coincided with the Justice Department and FBI revealing their success in dismantling a Chinese hacking operation. I'm John Schaefer.
Senator Lindsey Graham, along with another group of senators, questioning tech CEOs about the issue of sexual exploitation of children on social media platforms. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified that much has to be done.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Unexpectedly, recent data showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report this week, there were 9 million job openings in December. The majority of economists agree that the current level of job openings is considered healthy. The World Health Organization says tobacco use is going down quickly across the globe. The WHO's Dr. Rüdiger Kretsch says,
we have 19 million less smokers than we had 2 years ago. That is the first time that we see such a decline.
The WHO Tobacco Trends Report finds the fastest decreases in tobacco use happening in the lower middle-income countries, while most tobacco users in the world are now living in Southeast Asia. Remembrance is continuing after a Broadway star, actress, and singer has died. USA's Corey Myers has the story.
Broadway legend and Latina actress Chita Rivera has died. She was 91. Her daughter, Lisa Mordente, said her mother died peacefully in New York City after a brief illness. Rivera, a singer, actress, and dancer, best known for her appearance in West Side Story, was nominated 10 times for Tony Awards and won twice.
There is a right-wing nationalist in Texas pushing to create a movement for secession of that state from the Union. According to Newsmax, Texas Nationalist Movement President Dan Miller is calling his idea Texit, and several media channels are running with it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.